This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There are macroeconomic stories. The Federal Reserve today and its pledge to stay the course is one. And then there are microeconomic stories, the day-to-day realities of businesses and consumers trying to get by. The Small Business Administration reported not too long ago that lending to those small businesses was down last year. Charlie Mintz explains what that means in practice from a microbrewery in Oakland, California.
At Linden Street Brewery in West Oakland, a red lager is fermenting inside a shiny kettle that looks sort of like a giant silver crayon on its head. Nearby, co-owner Adam Lamoureux surveys a drum-shaped cauldron in need of some scrubbing.
Oh, right now we're cleaning the brew house. Basically, after each brew, we have to clean all the pipes and hoses and obviously the tanks.
So this is the fun part, basically.
Brewing is a whole lot more cleaning than actually making beer.
Lamoureux, 38, is a mellow former Navy engineer with a shaved head and a Rasputin beard dangling over his collar. His wife hates it, but the beard's a charm. It's safe from the razor until the day Linden Street Brewery, which opened in 2009, stops growing.
Every year we grow 200 or 300%.
Linden Street Brewery produces just 2,500 barrels a year. That's 2 kegs to a barrel. And it only has 2 employees. But Lamoureux thinks it can grow. His goal, 20,000 barrels a year and 20 employees. But to get there, he needs a loan.
So right now we probably need about $1 million for the next phase that we're going through.
And banks, Lamoureux says, don't want to give it to him. In 2009, his community bank, with a guarantee from the Small Business Administration, loaned him $200,000. But since then, the tap's been dry.
We talked to other community banks and commercial banks and then these economic development corporations.
In total, almost a dozen institutions. They all said no.
It gets pretty depressing, really.
So why can't a business like Linden Street get a loan? We asked a banker.
We look at a variety of different factors. There really is no one formula.
Kimberly Hett works for Chase Bank in Oakland. It's not, we should say, one of the banks Lamoureux approached.
We do look at, first and foremost, the business's cash flow. The second piece that we really look at is collateral.
Another factor is debt. Remember that $200,000 loan Linden Street has? In the view of banks, that makes it riskier. But Lamoureux says it's a risk banks ought to be taking.
You know, hey, some entrepreneurs may not make it, you know, but some do.
Hett at Chase says her employer is lending plenty to small businesses. Hett says Chase this year is on pace to make $20 billion in these kinds of loans, up from the $17 billion it lent out in 2011. The other major banks say their small business loan portfolios are up too.
There has been considerable discussion about whether, in fact, there is a credit crunch underway.
James Wilcox is a professor of economics at Berkeley's Haas School of Business and a former advisor to the Federal Reserve. He says it's clear that credit is tight for small businesses. Less clear, though, whether it's too tight.
Despite the various kinds of data we've got, it's a very difficult proposition to decide whether there's a substantial number of creditworthy businesses who can't get credit on the terms that would seem warranted.
So, are we a nation of Adam Lamoureux's? A survey conducted by the Small Business Majority, an advocacy group, said yeah. It found that 6 out of 10 small companies had experienced difficulty getting credit. Back at Linden Street Brewery, the question is more than academic. Lamoureux says he's going to keep chugging away and hope the banks loosen up. If that doesn't work out, he has a backup plan, a beer bar in China.
I'm halfway joking with people when I tell them I probably would educate the new millionaires of Shanghai on what like good beer is all about, and I'd probably be a millionaire by now if I'd done that.
Of course, if that were the case, he could lend himself the money. In Oakland, I'm Charlie Mintz for Marketplace.